Thursday, March 14th. Some Gadites joined David at the stronghold in the wilderness, mighty men of valor, men trained for battle, who could handle shield and spear, whose faces were like the faces of lions, and were as swift as gazelles on the mountains. 1 Chronicles 12, 8. David's mighty men, 6. It took great courage to identify with someone who was fiercely pursued by King Saul. David had retreated to a stronghold in the wilderness, not a pleasant or attractive place. However, the men who joined David there were drawn to him because of love, as God moved their hearts. King Saul, on the other hand, was a strong leader whom people followed because of fear. The warriors who joined David overcame many obstacles to identify with God's chosen one, Psalm 89:19-20. Because they loved him and their country, they sacrificed family ties and the advantages of belonging to Saul's tribe. Several from the tribe of Gad went on a long journey and faced tremendous hindrances, crossing the Jordan while it overflowed its banks, putting to flight all those in the valleys to the east and to the west. They took on their opponents and scattered them, 1 Chronicles 12:15. David trained these men to become strong as lions and swift as gazelles on the mountains, verse 8. Later, other men from Benjamin and Judah came to David. He asked them whether they came peaceably to help him, verse 16-17. Then the Spirit came upon Amasai, chief of the captains. We are yours, O David, we are on your side, O son of Jesse. Peace, peace to you, and peace to your helpers. For your God helps you, verse 18. Love, commitment, and devotion caused these men to come to David day by day until it was a great camp. Verse 22. May we commit to the Lord Jesus and his interests as they did to David. Alfred E. Bouter. Gathered to thy name, Lord Jesus, losing sight of all but thee. Oh, what joy thy presence gives us, calling up our hearts to thee. Miss C. A. Willis Lee.